Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes and I'm joined today by the real deal, by Augie, the man himself, who's back in action, let's say. Now, you may say, where is Shay? Where could he possibly be? Is he in some sort of nuclear bunker? Is he trying to protect himself from the Ukrainians who want to kill him? Well, maybe it's not the Ukrainians so much we need to worry about these days. Just ask my old pal, Steve Sweeney, who just took a headbutt from an Israeli missile. Good old Steve. It's hard to kill a bad thing, Steve. We know it. So, listen, where are we going to start? Well, where could we start this week, Dougie? There's only one game in town, and it's the war in Iran. If you could call it a war, kind of a dreamed up assault. But anyway, let's call it a war for now. And you know what, Augie? I think the war in Iran is very, very unfair. And you will agree. Why do we think it's unfair? Well, because, you know, we won. This is what the Americans are saying. Like, in an hour, it was all over. What are you guys doing still fighting? Stay down. It's like this boxer at a boxing match who keeps getting up and hitting you, knocking a tooth out at a time until he eventually knocks you out. Stay on the floor. We've won, right? We've been watching our own propaganda videos and they all say we won. We say that you have no missiles left. How are you firing them? How is Hezbollah still firing rockets into Israel? How are most of the population of Israel spending most of their time right now in bomb bunkers? Because you've already lost. Give it up. For real. Wonder video, Augie.
It's a little unfair. You know, you win a war, but they have no right to be doing what they're doing.
How dare you? You're meant to have lost. Come on, did you not get the script? Did you not get the memo? It's over. Right? Well, that's all true, of course, Augie, right? That it's over. It's not having any impact on the United States of America at the gas pump. America's allies are what remains of them after Greenland and, you know, Canada. You know, it's not having any impact at all, right, Augie?
Absolutely zero impact, except, of course, the impact that it's having on the American allies. That's right. You would never expect the people to suffer that are suffering. That this is Australia is facing energy crisis. Japan is facing energy crisis. The situation has got so bad that International Energy Agency warned people to work from home, limit flights, and just stay home because the fuel crisis is going to hit us all.
Yeah, and of course, Augie, as you say, it's having a big impact at the petrol pumps. And that's a kind of a barometer in the USA, right? That's, you know, you've spent some time there. It's a place where kind of people, you know, don't really mind what's going on farm wise. When they start to see the price of gas going up at the pump, people get kind of pissed off about that, right? That's the case, right? It is going up.
Absolutely correct, Jay. In the United States, you don't need to have your feet, but you need to have your wheels. And the gas price has been going up there. According to the Motor Club AAA, the national average for gallon has jumped to $3.84 on Wednesday from $2.98, so $1 more in just a couple of days over a three-day special combat operation.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, Americans are struggling with the cost of living anyway. Things aren't that easy, let's face it. But of course, oh, he's been rooting around in Internetsville, and we found somebody who's kind of mimicking something on you, right, that was done in relation to Biden. I did that. The I did that sticker. Well, the I did that sticker, Augie, is back, right? But this time it ain't Sleepy Joe doing the I did that, licking the ice cream as the nuclear warhead goes off behind him. It's the Big Don, our old pal. He's now the subject of an I did that sticker assault at the petrol pumps in the USA. Run it, Augie.
History is repeating, Che.
History always repeats, Augie, as you know, as a venerable historian. Now, Augie, of course, you know, we've done this a lot. You know, how many shows have we done talking about joining the dots, profit, cash, you know, the military-industrial complex, the political complex in the United States. Maybe the military-industrial complex, Augie, and the political complex in the U.S. are basically the same thing. You know, kind of getting to think that myself. Now, how do we know that there's a shit ton of money been made, Augie? Well, we know because the Pentagon has asked, on top of, I think, what was a a record budget this year. I think they got like nearly $1 trillion from the Big Don. They're now looking for an extra $200 billion. This thing has cost about $15 billion so far as of filming today, and it's going through the roof. This is a shit ton of money. Don't forget, who's paying at the pump? A lot of the money that people are paying for their gas in the United States, hey guys, how are you getting on, is tax. A lot of the shit is taken by the federal government, and it's going into the coffers, going back out to the Pentagon, and going into the Big Five, Raytheon, McDonnell Douglas, Boeing. We know where all that shit goes. Ask Steve Sweeney. He got a little tickle from, I think, a Raytheon or an American manufactured piece of pyrotechnical equipment, I'd say, very recently, our old friend Steve-O. And of course, this money that's being spent, right? Don't forget that the American deep state, the swamp. Remember clean out the swamp, Buggy? Remember the Don, the good old days when we were just married? The Don was promising everything. He was coming home early from the bar. He wasn't seeing those friends. He wasn't playing cards anymore. He was staying out of the casino. And now Don is back at his old tricks. And he's not draining the swamp. He's pumping the swamp full of cash, money, weapons. And as for no more wars, we're getting wars weekly, it seems to me. And the people who were put in charge by the Big Don, we were going to get a refreshing bunch of sort of anti-war, reformers. People like Tulsi Gabbard, who a year ago told us that there was no threat from Iran. People like Hegseth, who didn't want any more forever wars. People like J.D. Vance, who were the same. We only have loads of wars because we got dumb presidents. Yeah. Hello, Mr. Vance. How's things looking today? And of course, you've got the people who are put in charge of the FBI. People like the deputy director of the FBI, Dan Bongino, right? In, out, shake it all about. A lot of shuffling of the chairs on the Titanic, it seems to me, right now in the Don's administration. Check out the value and the quality of the character of the people that have been running one of the biggest intelligence operations in the world, particularly internally, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I wonder what Mr. Hoover would think of it all, Augie. Let's have a look. Here's Dan Bongino, ex-deputy director of the FBI, who told us, no one's listening to your phones. Everything's looking great. We've cleaned out the swamp and there ain't no more to see in the Epstein files. Yeah.
This is Karate Man. Double leg. The jump kick. The sidekick, the roundhouse, the tie kick, body.
It's cringe. It's ultimate cringe.
It's ultimate cringe. It's like something from the American Office, or worse.
The throat punch.
It's absolutely unbelievable. Well, you get what you vote for, I suppose. Well, Augie, it's good that, we've got really reliable politicians in the United States of America whose prime role and prime goal is the people of the United States of America. Forget the fact that these wars of intervention and choice are going to screw people in their pockets, as we've seen at the petrol pump. That doesn't matter. This is all about America. And you need politicians in America, like Ted Cruz, who we're going to have a look at right now, who are completely focused on ordinary American taxpayers, ordinary American issues, and ordinary American people. That's the only thing they're interested in, right? Because they're getting tons of money from the American people. They're getting like $1.9 million from ordinary American taxpayers, right, Augie?
Absolutely correct, Che. Let me explain this to you viewers. We're talking about Ted Cruz, who is the hero of our next video, and he received $1.9 million from the pro-Israeli organizations in America, but he received $1.9 million American dollars. Very patriotic.
Very patriotic. And I don't even know how this stuff is legal. But let's have a look at the reception Ted gets, because remember, Ted's paid per phrase. Every time he speaks, he has to say something good about Israel. I suppose that's how it works. Let's have a listen. It doesn't go down too well. Run the video, Augie.
I will say this. I am sad to say that some here, not everyone, but some here,
most of us,
are so consumed with hate. You cannot address it. I will say this.
You speak for yourself.
If you will not stand with Israel and the Jews,
no,
then I will not stand with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Well, if you will not stand with Israel because I got $1.9 million to say good shit about them, and I don't want you interrupting that, if you will not stand with that, I'm getting a taxi. Ciao. Now, after doing a bit of rummaging around, Augie and I kind of discovered, it was actually Augie doing the heavy lifting, as usual, that Mr. Cruz isn't exactly on his own in this, right? If you have a look at the list of people who are actually funded by AIPAC, a very aggressive and very wealthy pro-Zionist, pro-Israeli, pro-Jewish lobby in the United States of America, yeah, so what? No big deal. Nothing wrong with lobbying for the people that you represent. That's fine. But when it comes to what's going on in Iran, right, this war of choice, which is what it is, no threat from Iran, really. Come on, let's face it. You got to ask yourself, who's centrally writing this stuff? I remember Joe Biden had his auto signature machine, Augie, right? I think there's also a sort of a script making machine for all of these AIPAC, let's say, darlings, the people who are getting millions of dollars. They get millions from AIPAC, this American, Israeli organization, pumping millions into it. How could you trust what these people are saying, right? Anyway, let's have a look. Augie put this one together. We kind of noticed it. There's a bit of continuity here in the messaging. See, can you spot it, right? Run it, Augie.
Are they fire missiles from schools and hospitals?
Fire those rockets and missiles after they place them in schools, in hospitals.
Oh, yeah. Methinks there's a little bit of centralized messaging going on here, a la full-scale unprovoked invasion. Yeah, remember that one that suddenly erupted overnight about Ukraine? Yeah, I can smell it, I can smell it. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we're really on board with this whole debate about AI. That's where we're at here in the Moscow News. We like it. We like it as a tool of entertainment. We don't take it too seriously. Although it's getting harder to know what's real and what's not. X are sort of deciding to fine people if they post stuff about the war and all the rest of it. Look, you know it's AI. We know it's AI. But we like the ones that are very, very entertaining. And we think this one is. You got to remember not to forget about Jeffrey Epstein, Operation Epstein Fury, Operation Epic Fail. I don't know what you're going to call it, whatever you like. Let's see how things go along as time goes along. But this one we thought, Augie in particular, is very, very insane. It's quite funny. Enjoy the giggles. Run it, Augie.
A teeing shot!
We're going to war, soldier!
Well, you are, not me.
It's time to get boots on the ground!
It's Jeffrey's War. Are you a pathetic gooner looking for love?
Aren't we all? Well, we've got plenty of ladies.
And they're just waiting for liberation.
All you have to do is beat our challenge.
It's time to roll the die on your lives.
Let's see what these boys won. It's crippling PTSD and higher gas prices.
A brand new luxury casket.
You answered C, and you are correct. Do you have what it takes to play with Jeff Perez?
We want you to play Jeffrey's War. Your local TV listings.
Terms and conditions apply. You must be under 16 years of age to play. Well, maybe Jeff was right from beyond the grave. Maybe this is Jeff's war. Maybe it's not. Maybe this has become over 40 years, just like Benjamin Netanyahu said. He's been waiting 40 years to have a go at, basically eliminating Iran. He's had a good go at Gaza. Hasn't quite won. But one thing that's very interesting is who's going to fight all these wars? In the background, you got Palantir and you got all these very dodgy, dark sort of tech systems harvesting data, right? But in the US, something very dodgy and dark has actually happened. Little do many know, many of you guys watching from the US, you may not know that you're now automatically enrolled in the draft system. You're already there from the minute you're born, the minute you reach a certain age. All the federal sort of data systems are compiling into this central draft database, essentially. They're going to come knocking on your door when the big Don decides, or maybe not, it's time for boots on the ground on the beautiful beaches of Iran. Let's end the section where we're talking about Mr. Trump with, hats off, a salute to him. Come on. This was an absolute classic, right? The Japanese prime minister turns up in the US, in the Oval Office, sitting in the hot seat, a chair that so many leaders have sat in wondering, what the fuck am I going to say next? What's he going to do? Is he going to invade? Is he going to bomb us? So the Japanese leader is sitting there. And basically, one of the reporters asks, hey, How come through a translator? How come you didn't tell us you were gonna, Royalgi, that you were gonna, you know, invade Iran or bomb Iran or what you were gonna do? Why didn't you tell us? And Trump, is his response is just absolutely classic. I'll leave it to the video. It's so, so good. Run it, Augie.
Be frank, but one question: why didn't you tell U.S. allies in Europe and Asia, like Japan, about the war before attacking Iran? So we are very confused about we Japanese citizens.
Well, one thing you don't want to signal too much, you know. When we go in, we went in very hard, and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay, why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay.
Of course, the big Don doesn't mention Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Yeah, let's forget that one. So talking about forgetting, okay, we're gonna forget, you know, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Yeah, you know what the heck? Only country on earth ever to use nuclear weapons in war, right, Augie? And now the country that basically tells the rest of the world if they can have them or not. Yeah, funny one that. Let's not forget about Jeffrey Epstein. As we said, right, Augie, we're going to keep the coal lid under this guy. And back in the homeland, back in Ireland, of course, you know, my own homeland, my fond memories of my days in a bed, being pushed down the main street on St. Patrick's Day in the shitty weather. You know, oh, it's all coming back to me now. But this particular float, as they're called, raised a few eyebrows. Basically, it's Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, and the whole cluster crew in a bed on a back of a lorry going through a small Irish village on St. Patrick's Day. Every little village and town has a St. Patrick's Day parade. March 17th, you know, the beer goes green, everyone gets drunk, everyone vomits in the local flower pots. Yeah, blah, blah. You get it. But this one has raised a lot of eyebrows, you know. Irish humour, can they get away with it? I'll let you decide. Run it, Augie. See who? See, can you spot anybody you know on the float?
And there you go. There's the.
These kids.
Now I have a question to you, Che. This truck. It says Prince Andrew is going to jail, but is he in jail right now?
No, he's not in jail right now. He was arrested, kind of by appointment, and he's not in jail, not yet. Will he go to jail? Who knows? Should he go to jail? Probably.
Nope.
So let's skip from Irish folk culture, you know, St. Patrick, got rid of all the snakes. It's a pity he didn't get rid of a couple of the pro-EU two-legged snakes that have been ruling the country. But hey, what can you do? Now, talking about the poor old Europe and several other countries to help the narco-fuhrer. The narco-fuhrer, of course, Augie, is getting more and more desperate. He's more and more irrelevant. Nobody wants to know. He's been on a begging tour of Europe, you know, flying around looking for some money. He's been at it again, right? You know, and I believe that some countries are thinking of banning organized begging to stop him coming into the country. But he's been at it, and that's for sure. So the jokes have got even worse. Remember, this guy's a comedian. He's an actor. He's a fake, right? So the jokes have been rolled out now, but this is probably one of the cringiest ones ever, right? Now, we know that Big Don has an actual good sense of humor. This dude actually makes you laugh. What his son, Zelensky, you'll know what I mean in a second, his jokes make you cry, literally. It's cringe heaven. To watch the narco-fuhrer's war and his whole regime go down the pipe is kind of enjoyable, but the jokes are pretty right, Augie? Run the video.
I've been able to develop a much closer personal relationship with President Donald Trump throughout all of this time, but I simply can't have that same kind of relationship. We're not the same age. Maybe it would be different if I were closer to his actual age. He expects to have a relationship like that between a father and his son.
Do you think he sees you as his son?
I honestly don't know for certain, but it seems quite possible that the son isn't the most beloved of all his children. Why wouldn't he choose one of his other sons instead? I know for a fact that he truly enjoys meeting with me. Some of his gestures are quite demonstrative and clear in their intent. He often seems to be on the verge of saying something much more profound.
He defends his country's interests well.
Now, speaking of the narco-Führer, you know, it seems that, you know, there's a lot of, let's say, Colombian marching powder, you know, Venezuelan talcum powder, whatever you want to call it, knocking about in Kiev, because everything's for sale in Kiev. Remember that. Everything is for sale in Ukraine. Human life. You don't want to get dragged off to the meat grinder for von der Leyen and Mark Rutte. You got 10,000 bucks. Your grandmother does. You pay it to the local neo-Nazi commissar. You don't die. You can fake your own debt. You can pretend you've got asthma or bendy knees, whatever. You survive. You live. Your dad works for the government or your mom is running some medical bureau. You survive. But if you're just an ordinary Ukrainian getting by on the minimum wage, you're going to die. Now, the elites are also at something else. They're at the powder, just like Mr. Z. Come on, it's an open secret that the man is a drug addict and very fond of the old cocaine. And it seems that a very prominent, was a very prominent Russian journalist, Kiselyov, who jumped sides in 2014 when the people of Crimea voted to become Russian, like they've always been, let's face it. He jumped sides very dramatically. And here he is giving an interview on Ukrainian TV. And then he forgets he's on TV, obviously, because he's stoned out of his head, right? And he takes a little file of cocaine, he sticks it up his nose, has a good old sniff, and then realizes he is on TV and has a bit of a panicker. This is where we are with country 404, the ex-state of Ukraine, the one made up by our old friend, Mr. Lenin. Yeah. Yeah, for real. Check it. Run it, Augie.
Pay attention right now, right now. There it is. Вместе с министром, заместителем министра обороны.
Well, dear friends, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. As per usual, we love making it and we've loved having you along for the ride. And come on, we did say it was coming, right? We knew it. We could sense it. There's never an off day when it comes to the crazy people who are running the world. It really seems that. It doesn't matter who you vote for, you're getting the same. Lots of debt, lots of rising prices, and lots of. It makes absolutely no difference who you vote for. You know, we're all kind of in mourning for the big Don. Maybe he'll do a full circle. Maybe. Who knows? We don't know. We live in hope. And we also live in hope that you will, as we know you will, join us same time, same place, as we narrate the Clown World show, which never gets stale, right? That's the beauty of this show. You know, I get sick of looking at Loggy. He gets sick of looking at me. But we never get sick of you joining us to have a giggle as we ride the roller coaster of insanity to potential oblivion. And maybe the Israelis will try and blow me up too. Who knows? But until the same time, same place next week, take care of yourselves, mind each other, and God bless.